Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, guys. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of baseball, Rob, right now, Houston all over Texas, 4-0. It's only the fourth inning, so plenty of time left, but they have gotten to Max Scherzer. He's still in there. He's just threw his 50th pitch.
Right.
So they're trying to
ride.
Not a
surprise.
You know, I get it. I get it, right? I mean, even – not that you are willing to lose the game, but you know what I mean? Like, you can afford to lose this game.
Chris, they haven't lost a game in the postseason. You know what I mean? Like, let's be realistic. I'm not saying that the Rangers can't win two games and make it to the World Series, but are they really going to go undefeated throughout the playoffs?
I hear you.
I'm
like, get him some work. Don't, you know, wear out your bullpen. You know what I mean? Unless he just gets hammered in his 7 or 8 runs in the next inning or so. But I think they're just trying to get a little length out of him.
That's exactly what it is. And he hasn't thrown enough pitchers to take him out. You know what I mean?
No.
Why burn? You want to have people ready for game 4 and not waste him. If this is it and we don't hit tonight, they score a lot of runs. But if we don't hit tonight and he can get us into the 6th inning, you know what I mean? It's fine. Yep. You're good.
Yeah, Rob G is salty. He just saw Victor Wembanyama nutmeg Reggie Bullock.
You know, is that right?
Put the ball between his legs on the dribble. So Wimby's going to be a problem. Now, he's 0-for-4. He's got 5 points. So it's not like he's killing right now. But that was impressive. And Rob G is salty because he's not a Laker. So
Planners it, on line one.
Deal with it. Thank you. We're going to stick with the NBA, Rob. And James Harden. So now here's the deal. Here's what we know. Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. So the last time James Harden spoke, it was all good. Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey are like, it was all good just a week ago. It wasn't even a week. And James Harden was saying, I'm getting in game shape, and yeah, I'm never going to be good with Daryl Morey again. That there is no chance our relationship is repaired, but I'm coming to play. I'm coming to ball. I'm a Hall of Famer, and I'm going to show y'all why. I mean, I'm embellishing a little, but he was saying he was coming to play. And then, lo and behold, he doesn't show up for practice today. And then, lo and behold, Reports are that he's actually in Houston. Rob G, are they playing tonight? Philadelphia? I think they're playing tonight. He's not even at the game. All right. And so, Rob, I'm going to throw it out to you first. And Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong on them playing tonight. But how do you think Sixers should handle this situation?
I would play hardball. I would just don't come. You don't get paid. We're not giving in. Just we'll take the L and we'll make sure that you don't get paid.
They're not playing tonight. They play Friday.
Yeah, I'm not gonna just roll over for this guy. This guy is he's done this before, but they're to blame because they knew what he did in all the places. Daryl Morey,
you know, Morey thought he was his boy.
Right, that's what they thought, and this one ended badly. But he's done this and pulled this act before. Again, you can't act surprised. You can't act like, oh my God, what's going on? Oh, this is so we didn't expect this. This is who James Harden is. This is who
Look,
he is.
When you date somebody that Rob saw, you know, 3 nights ago. At the club.
What? That's me?
She's out there a little bit. I'm just saying, you know? Like,
I'm not right. I can't be surprised. Yes.
Don't be surprised if she's talking to your boy Jimmy on the side.
Hey. It be's like that, Chris. It be's like that. Are you man enough to accept it is the whole thing. Because you knew our reputation. You knew James Harden's reputation. So you can't act all surprised and like, oh, I don't know what's going on. You knew what was going on. It's the worst case scenario if you're Philadelphia because you got a star, you got a team you think you could compete if this guy would just play. But he doesn't want to play, Chris.
I agree with you on that they should play hardball. But here's how I would do it. I'm going to lay it out step by step. James Harden's going to show up because, Rob, the rules in the NBA – he has to show up if he wants to get paid. And he's upset because he's already lost tens of millions of dollars, if not more than that. And so he's going to come and get his $35 million this year. So he will be there. But here's what I think the Sixers need to do. Now, Harden seems to like or at least be able to stomach Nick Nurse, the new coach. He's spoken favorably of him. You know, who knows what that means. But, you know, it seems like he'll talk to Nick Nurse, the new head coach. Nick Nurse has to sit down with James Harden and say, James, we love you. I mean, me and the teammates. I get it. You and Daryl have issues. That's between y'all. We need you on this team. We want you on this team. We think we can actually do some special things with you on this team. But I need to know. And, Rob, sometimes, you know, you would be surprised. Rob, you know this. There are guys in authority positions in the NBA that won't talk to players like this. They won't sit down and have a heart-to-heart. But that's what this situation calls for. I'm not saying Nick Nurse is the guy that won't do it. I'm just saying in general, I have heard stories of guys that they won't want to face a player like that.
Right. They don't want to be confrontational. Yep. They don't want to like get into it. That like it's shocking to me, but you're right.
Right. And it's part of the job. So Nick Nurse has to be point blank. Look, James, we need you at 100%. Like I get it. And I do get it, Rob. And I think you get it too. We can talk about the faults of Harden and all that. And there's many in this situation. We're not trying to absolve him. But when you feel like you're not getting the money you deserve or that you were lied to or whatever, then it can hurt your morale. And so Nick Nurse needs to be like, look, I need to know if you're going to be able to give us all you got. And if you can't, and he has to get the answer from Harden. If Harden says, I can, coach, then bring him in and let's go. If he says he can't, then Nurse needs to then, okay, I'll get back to you, James, on what we're going to do. Go to Daryl Morey and be like, look, he's not going to give us his all. And I don't, Rob, if they have Harden around and he shows up and is there for the games and, like, whether he plays or not, he is going to bring that team down with his attitude. His pouting, his sulking, his lethargy, if he plays and he's half, you know, going half speed, whatever, it's going to bring the team down. So if Harden cannot give him his all, or if he says, I'll give you my all, and plays hard for two games and then loafs the third game, whatever the case, you got to get him out of there. And I'm telling you, Rob, if I was Daryl Morey, I'd say, look, stay away from the team until we trade you. Because I think this, Rob, I honestly think they can go just as far without James Harden as they can go with him. Because they're not getting past the second round with him. No, they're not getting past the second round
yeah,
with him.
But
they might not get there with him, without him, but I think they got a better – he's not going to make that much of a difference because he just doesn't bring it in the playoffs like he needs to. And so I think with Tyrese Maxey at the second option, with Tobias Harris as the third option, and a good cast of role players, they can have a decent season, make the playoffs. I think they can pretty much go just as far. I don't think their record will be as good as it would be with Harden. But I just send him away if he's going to pout because it's going to tear down the team whatever decent season you could have.
No, I'm gonna disagree with that. I'm not gonna send the guy away and pay him. I'm not gonna.
You're gonna
that.
Let him play and pout and go half speed and all that?
No, if he goes half speed, he'll be suspended for insubordination and he won't get paid.
So
you know what I'm saying?
I can do that. That's
okay.
Good. I'll take
I'm gonna
that.
Suspend
I'll
him and not better. Pay him because I'm not gonna give him
I'll
a free
that.
Vacation. Not to you know what I mean? With pay, Chris,
yep.
to not play.
I'm not doing that.
If you don't follow the rules and regulations.
I think sometimes it's hard for them to enforce that in the NBA. But if you can, I'm with you. Totally.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. So the insubordination, if you don't do what you're supposed to, I'm not paying you. And they're trying to win and come out. They went to Boston last year. They won game one without Embiid. Had a chance to close out the Celtics, Chris.
You actually think they got a chance to win the East?
I do. I think if Harden was in the right frame of mind, that they would have a chance. I'm not saying that I would pick them, but I don't think that they have no shot. We saw what they did to, but they should have beat Boston last year, right? Would you agree with that?
Do you think you're going to, I wouldn't say shoulda, but
no,
they
but
were
I mean,
there.
Once
they were
they,
right
once,
there. They were right there. It's a tough series.
It was 3-2
well.
Coming home. They had a golden opportunity to do it, especially when they stole game one. I'm not saying
on
going
paper,
in,
they could be,
going
paper,
in were they favorites. They weren't
anybody.
Favorites going in. No.
On paper, they could be as good as anybody in the East. I'll give you that. I'm not convinced Harden's ever going to deliver in the playoffs.
No, I hear
and
you.
For that matter,
I
Embiid
you.
Has shrunk a little bit in the playoffs. But what do you so do but I hear you. But do you actually think there's a chance you're going to get Harden in his right
no.
mind?
No. I don't. So, but I'm just saying I'm not letting him get his way.
So you
I'm
let
not.
Him come in. And
you
then
don't,
you say you either you play or you, because here's the thing, Rob. If he plays and he plays poorly and we can see he's loafing, how you going to prove, though, that he's not playing his best?
Chris, it's
he
more.
He can really say, look, I'm giving him my all. Now, here I will throw this out, Rob. James Harden has to realize whatever future he wants in the league, he does need to play well.
Chris,
like going out there playing poorly is not going to help him because next year he wants to get a free agent contract.
Thank you.
And so he does need to play.
He has an
well.
Incentive to that. And also, right. Chris, if you go out and put up BS numbers, you hurt your overall average, okay, which you could hurt your Hall of Fame or whatever.
Well, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's that shit.
But I'm just saying, like,
that's definite. That
but I'm just saying, like, you could hurt some of your stats, that, you know, all kinds of other things that people look at. I don't believe he's going to go out there and score 2 points to make a point.
Remember,
I don't
he did that in Houston.
Well, he had a fat man suit on, too.
He came out and played well. Yeah, he scored 40 or something in one of the games, and then he saw they're not going to trade me without me playing this well. And so then he started playing poorly. But I hear you. We're in a lot of agreement, but – and he does have incentive. That's what Harden needs to realize. He doesn't help himself by not playing well. He doesn't help himself by having a bad attitude. He really doesn't, because teams are leery. And Rob, we saw it. Now, Carmelo was further gone than Harden is at this point. Allen Iverson was further gone than Harden is, meaning their games weren't where his is at now. But we saw both of them, legends, top 75 players, guys that will, you know, Melo will be in the Hall of Fame. Iverson's already in the Hall of Fame. Iverson even more iconic than James Harden. And their careers ended prematurely because they wouldn't accept the role or whatever. And James Harden, Rob, could be in that boat next year if he doesn't handle this the right way.
He could
so
be.
Hopefully he will, you know, he'll just do what's best for his career. I get him being mad at them, even as he's to blame for a lot of it. But they're not blameless either. So we'll see. But it's certainly drama in Philadelphia. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. How do you think this James Harden situation will play out in Philly? And what should they do and what should he do? Your thoughts next on The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. James Harden, Philly, at a crossroads, at odds, at loggerheads. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Lawrence in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lawrence?
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing, fellas?
Doing great. How are you?
How are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm a huge fan of y'all.
Thank you.
Just getting off work. I'm always listening to you guys. But real quick on the James Harden deal, man, I mean, I'm with you, Uncle Rob. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put a hard stand, kind of like Under Armour, and I'm going to look at James Harden and say, hey, we must protect this house, right? So, you know, because, I mean, just the attitude, man. I mean, this guy has a track record of just running out, but really just not putting up when you need him to. You know, right. So he disappears right in big moments, right? And so that's kind of where I'm at. And I just say, if I'm the manager, I get with Embiid, and you know, because what Harden said is just hearsay, right? Like, hey, you know what? It's just hearsay, but you just can't always get your way, right? I mean, sometimes it's just about business, right? And just getting with your people and your best players and say, hey, you know what? Hey, I got you. But hey, this is just business, but this guy just has a bad track record of not putting up. And I'm like you, Rob. If you just got to find him, suspend him. But
whatever,
hey, I am
Lawrence, whatever you got to do, I'm not going to let him get his way. He can't have his way and do this to us and just, you know, like we're the victim, Chris. Like, we have no say so. No, we do. We run the team. He has a deal with us, so I'm going to stand firm. Drew in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? Hope y'all are doing good.
Yes.
I just think that it's so messed up for his teammates. Like, he's putting all that, like, it's like dirty laundry on them. It's like, you guys got to wash my clothes now. Like, I'm dipping. You feel me? Like, he's not being a real teammate.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it.
I think they're going to try to trade for him, but I don't think that anyone's going to want to trade for him. Like, who wants him? He's going to turn into
Rick Russell. The Clippers have been making offers, but they're not giving up like Terrence, man, at least at this point.
Right, if you're the Sixers, you got to get something for him. I'm not just giving him up. I mean, you got to give to get. That's the old saying. Jerome in Charleston, you're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Romy?
James Harden is an overrated, too much doggone dribbling, ball hogging crybaby. He wanted out of OKC? Okay, he went to Houston. He wanted out of Houston? Okay, he went to Philadelphia. Now he wants out of Philadelphia? I'm sick of James Harden and all that doggone dribbling. And Embiid's overrated, too. He's just a big, soft crybaby. Oh, I'm the MVP. No, the MVP is in Denver, and his name is Jokic, okay? Assists, rebounds, points. He does it all. And he can't even run a jump. Now, how you like that, Philadelphia?
I love it. Wow. Jerome, your passion, my man. Oh, I love that. Playing. And you know what, Jerome? You missed a stop. You forgot Brooklyn. He wanted to go to Brooklyn and he left.
Right.
He left that
out. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob Fowler Affair with J.R. Gamble's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Audible Fox Sports Radio segment where we go around the diamond, discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a real baseball expert. Not that guy, Rob Parker, who's hosting some podcast that may or may not drop tomorrow. We'll see.
Better drop tomorrow.
The man, the myth, the legend, J.R. Gamble.
What's up, fellas? I just came from the doctor, and I have been diagnosed with a severe case of Riz.
You got Riz too, huh? Wow.
I got Riz.
That's
out
well done, JR. Well done. Real talk. That was good.
Very nice.
All right, let's keep it going. Again, JR is the star of the segment, so he gets the first crack at every single one. Let's get to it. Entering Wednesday night action, the Rangers had won 7 straight postseason games, including 6 on the road. Right now they're losing, but, you know, who cares? 4 other teams have done what the Rangers have done since 2007, but only one of those 4 sealed the deal with the World Series title. That, of course, would be the 2022 Astros. JR, with what you've seen so far, foul or fair to say the Rangers should be viewed as title favorites?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I happen to think the Phillies, you know, who have already tasted the World Series just last season, and they're playing just as well at the plate and in the field. In fact, you could say the heart of the Phillies lineup is outplaying the heart of the Texas Rangers lineup right now, is Schwarber, Turner, Trey Turner, Harbor. They're all slugging. Marcus Semien, on the other hand, still scuffling. He's arguably Texas' most important all-around player. So Texas is definitely not a favorite over Philly's team. I think that's battle-tested, has a huge chip on their shoulders from winning last year's World Series. So Texas has to face the same adversity at this postseason, but I think it's coming.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Now, you could argue, I mean, obviously all the teams with the best records are gone. So they're all, I think they all,
right.
Astros and Phillies, they all had the same record with the Rangers, if I'm not mistaken. And so you can argue that, especially the way they've been playing. But I agree with JR. I like the Phillies. I like the adversity. I like the experience. There might be a feeling of, you know, it's Bryce Harper's time, and obviously they got other guys playing great. So, look, Texas is right there. I still think the Astros can get them. So, I think the Phillies are definitely winning their series, and I still am giving the Astros a good shot in this one.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going with the Phillies.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
Because the reason that the Astros are where they are, I mean, the reason that the Rangers are where they are is not just hitting. They've gotten fantastic pitching from Montgomery and Eovaldi. That's how you win this time of the year. It's not, they've scored runs, don't get me wrong, and they got a lineup, but it's their pitching. Those guys have been lights out. Scherzer is the weak link. He pitched tonight. He hadn't pitched in a while, and he got beat up. But you go look at their bullpen and what these other pitchers have done through this first seven-game winning streak, 7-0 in the postseason, and their pitching has been spectacular.
All right, question number two. A's relief pitcher Trevor May announced his retirement this week, but not before going off on owner John Fisher, wanted him to sell the team. He said, quote, "There's actually people who give a blank about the game. Let them do it. Take mommy and daddy's money somewhere else, you dork."
Wow.
JR, foul or fair to say the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's would be better off if Fisher sold the team?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Trevor May is probably soon to be released, but that's fair. Not sure what else there is to say about that, Rob. Look, and Chris, look at the mess that has become the Oakland A's franchise, the attempted sale, not sale. It all starts at the top, with an owner who has overseen a complete collapse of baseball's flagship franchises. I mean, 86 wins 3 years ago, 110 in the last 2 years. I mean, how can you argue against what May is saying?
Yep, I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
And Fisher, yeah. I mean, he just, his heart's not – it's a shame. As we, Chris and I have mentioned this a million times, for people who don't know, the Oakland A's have a storied history. Some of the greatest players who have ever played. JR, you know that. Reggie Jackson and Sal Bando and
Ricky
Henderson, a Hall of Famer, and Catfish Wyatt Hunter and Vider Blue, Canseco and McGuire. Right. I mean,
Dave Stewart.
It's ridiculous how many great players played in Oakland. And for them to be in the shape that they're in is a shame.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
I agree with what's been said. But look, here's the thing. They've actually had, I mean, decent success under Fisher. I mean, you know, they've been to the postseason, much more success than a lot of other teams. But he, to me, he just wants to get, you know, he don't want to spend money, is bottom line. And they don't want to spend the money that it takes to really be a contender and win the whole thing. Like, they just, that's what I think is going on with them. So I think they would be better off without it.
All right, last one.
But he definitely doesn't want to do it in Oakland.
Yeah, well, maybe with the new stadium, they'll get some new revenue. Maybe then they'll be willing to spend. Doubt it, but maybe. All right, last one. Fowler, fair, JR, gambling with the fellas. Sure. Guys, count Bryce Harper among the list of ball players who are hoping that Major League Baseball will allow the professionals to play in the 2028 Summer Olympics. We already have the World Baseball Classic, so JR, foul or fair to say pro ball players should be allowed to play in the Olympics?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Why not? But if it's logistically possible with the Olympics being smack in the middle of primetime baseball season in the summer, then go for it. But I just don't know if teams will allow their best players to miss significant time during the MLB season to participate in an exhibition. I mean, I'm not sure how they make that happen, but of course fans want to see Bryce Harper and Mike Trout and Marcus Semien playing for Team USA. You always want to see the best play the best in the Olympics, but definitely not at the expense of anyone's MLB season. So if you can tell me, Rob, Chris, Rob, how that works, I'm all for it, but I don't see how it works.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
Now, I, of course, I don't mind if they let MLB players play, but just what JR said, the season in MLB is more important than the Olympics. Uh-huh. It just is. There's no way if I'm an owner in MLB and I'm paying a guy $300 million or whatever, $30 million, I'm not letting him go play in the Olympics during the middle of the season. We might miss the playoffs because of it, or I'm missing out on revenue because of it. He might get hurt. It's just not possible because of the timing. And I honestly, even if you let him go play, I don't know how big that is to baseball fans anyway, right. The Olympics and all that. So I mean, again, I don't have anything against it philosophically, but practically it just doesn't work.
I'm with you. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
I just do not wreck the baseball season. And we saw what happened when Aaron Judge got hurt with the Yankees, remember? And their season got derailed.
Yep.
And they're going to miss 3 weeks, and they got to do this, and they're traveling abroad, wherever the games are. You know what I mean? Well, it's here, right, 2028. But anyway, just to me, it's just too much for baseball players to have to do, and it's not fair to the baseball fans.
All right, that's our man, J.R. Gamble, MLBBro.com, managing editor. Great stuff as always, brother. We will talk to you next week.
Sure. Have a good week, guys.
All right. Yep, keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Situation in the NBA right now. I'm sorry, Rob Parker. Rob G, explain what's going on, and then Rob and I will comment.
Sure. So the Ringer made headlines this week when they did an in-depth profile on the Denver Nuggets and everything that's going on with them, of course, defending champions. And their general manager, Calvin Booth, did a sit down with Kevin O'Connor to discuss his philosophies and the things that they're doing to make themselves successful. So during the interview, Kevin O'Connor asked Booth, like, you know, about one of his first moves that he made. It was a kind of a controversial at the time where he traded away super sub Bones Highland to the Clippers. And here's what Booth said. Quote, "I knew you couldn't have two guys that couldn't guard, and we couldn't have two guys that were young and kind of more, quote, me guys. Michael Porter Jr. makes $30 million. He's one of the best shooters in the NBA. So Bones, there's no place for you." Well, that obviously drew headlines, and that prompted Calvin Booth get asked about it at the most recent preseason game. And his response to the whole ordeal was not to deny whether or not the quote was accurate, but just to say simply, quote, "Under no circumstances would I make or approve of those kind of comments for public consumption. That's not my character as a person or as an executive."
Maybe he thought he was denying it with that quote. Like, he, I'm sure he said it, but maybe he thought, I did say it, so I don't want to lie. So let me say it in a way that could be denying that I said it without lying. I mean, I'm just wondering because, you know, I'm just wondering if that's what he was thinking, Rob.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, he could have said, I didn't say that, but he couldn't say that because it probably was recorded. Right, Chris? So right. I guess his claim is, I said it and it was off the record and you screwed me and you put it out there. That's not, you know what I mean? Because we've talked about this. You've done magazine articles. I've interviewed a million people. And I tell people all the time, like, if I just walk up to you as a player in your locker and I'm just talking to you, that's off the record until I say, hey, I'm writing a story, you know what I mean? And I need you to comment on this. Right? If I just walk up to you and start talking, I don't expect that to be on the record. Do you?
No. And I was telling Rob G earlier, Rob, like, you know, when you and I covered the NBA, there were at least, I don't know about in New York, but there weren't as many anonymous sources quoted in the paper. You know, it had to be special for you to quote in the
paper. Yeah, that, most editors right. wouldn't allow it, Chris. You, right. It'd have to be big where you got a story
yep.
that we can't use any other way without it.
Right.
Like, that's the only way.
Absolutely. And so, obviously, that changed, I guess, in the 2000s at some point. And it got to a point where, I mean, now it's, Rob, at a point where almost any story that has any type of news quality or, you know, inside information.
Or juice, right. It's always, right.
It's
right.
anonymous sources. And it got to a point where when I was really, you know, in that world, there were guys in the league, like executives and coaches and stuff, that I talked to a lot. And it was like, I'd be honest, both of us kind of assumed it was off the record, you know, because they're giving me some inside stuff and, you know, we're just talking now. And if I needed something on the record, I would, like you said, I would be like, all right, look, I need something on the record. I'm talking to you on the record now. But you do want to make it clear because, and I don't know who's in the right or who's in the wrong in this. But one thing you don't want to do is be burning sources and because they, you know, obviously people around the league talk. And if they feel like you can't be trusted as far as what's on and off the record, then guys aren't going to give you information. And I'm not saying that's the case here. Kevin O'Connor's a good reporter and has a good reputation. But, you know, that's just kind of how you got to look at it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because that shouldn't happen. If you're having a conversation and you're having a sit-down interview, he should know what's on the record and what's not on the
right.
record. You remember when Jared Bell from USA Today, Chris, got with the Sean Payton, you remember that? That was on the record.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, and this, I mean, again, I'm not picking a side because I have no idea what the truth is in this. It is a type of quote that makes your eyebrows raise and say, wow, he said that on the record? Like, you know what I mean? That is true. Now, he could be naive. I mean, he's been around. He played and He's been a GM in the front office for a while now. But it was definitely a good quote for a reporter to get. But it did kind of hang out, not only Bones, but really Michael Porter Jr. is probably who Booth is most concerned with, Rob, because he's on the team. And you're saying he's a me guy, he can't defend and all that. So
crazy. Right,
it's the Odd Couple. We are signing off. Great job, Queen, and everybody else. We out!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.